Welcome to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons and life-transforming services. David, recently I read one of the Sermon Coach newsletter preaching tips that I thought was very germane to our podcast audience. If you don't mind, I wonder if you would read that to us, and then I have some questions for you.
Okay. I'm just looking at it. I remember writing this. Okay. I wrote, the other day I was reading the Amplified New Testament, and then I put in parentheses, does anyone use that 1958 version anymore? Do you remember what that was, Dean?
Oh, surely. I use it all the time.
Do you really? Okay. Anyway, I was trying to catch the flavor of the various responses of those who heard Jesus preach. It says some were, quote, astonished and overwhelmed with wonder. That's because his teaching was characterized as, quote, fresh and, quote, with authority and ability and weight and power. You almost have to read those slowly just to feel the weight of those words. With authority and ability and weight and power. Again, his hearers were, quote, marveling and greatly amazed. Or they were, quote, astonished beyond means, or marveling, and even, this is a really strong word, they heard him and they were stunned. I like those descriptions I wrote. My preaching has never elicited responses like these. My assumption is that yours probably hasn't either. In the NIV, the word that's used most often to describe the response of Christ's hearers is amazement. Here's an example. This is Matthew 7:28-29, after the Sermon on the Mount. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. I've been trying to think if there are any preachers I've heard lately who left me stunned or feeling I had heard someone speaking, quote, with authority and ability and weight and power. I've actually come up with two names, and I'm making it a point to figure out why they are this way. I think I can learn from them. Maybe you can go through the same exercise and come up with a name or two of preachers who have something to teach you. Well, that was the little essay anyway that I wrote.
Okay, well, I appreciate you reading that because I think that's an interesting exercise for preachers who want to develop the ability to preach life-transforming sermons. So here's one of my questions, David. Do you mind saying who one of those persons is?
I don't mind saying who any of them are.
Okay.
and I may come up with answers different from yours. I would go back in time some, but I've even felt all through the years, Billy Graham would be one of those. And I don't know what it is about his preaching, but I would listen to him, and I would think that's quite simple, what's been said. And then these streams of people would just come to the front, and I would find myself standing there trying to hold the tears back and wondering what was it about his speaking that got such an amazing response. I don't really know that I have the answer to that, but he was one of them. Another one who is not as well known as Billy Graham, but is becoming more and more well known, is a very close friend of mine. His name is Dr. K.P. Yohannan. He is an Indian. He heads up what's called Gospel for Asia. And I remember several times, I think I've told you this before, Dean, I was once in India, southern India, and I had preached as his guest, and I was preaching through an interpreter. There were there's a huge number of people there, not in the tens of thousands, but there were probably in the high 600-700 people in this auditorium all packed in. And you could tell that the individuals were hanging on his every word. He was preaching in English, and it was being translated. He spoke the language, which was Malayalam in the time he was there. It was this large outside auditorium in a sense that you roll up these like a front of a store so you could see outside. And I heard what it was. I thought it was thunder, and I looked out, but there was no sign of rain. I thought it was going to rain pretty quickly, because then I realized it wasn't thunder, but it was the groaning of the people who were in the auditorium listening to him, because it would come in response. It was like a roaring, like someone was squeezing their belt too tight or whatever. And he had that same response at the end of his message. It was just like he said, if you would like to come, and just people, they just streamed to the front. And I remember at that time, that given situation, and I'll talk about a more recent situation with him, But there was a gentleman in the back who said, "Let me go, help me. My father's holding me. He doesn't want me to come." And K.P. Yohanan was asking for people who would give up their good jobs to go as missionaries to the north. So it was a life-transforming message. And this gentleman was saying, "I work for the government. He says I'm a fool to come forward. Help me get loose." And finally, people helped him. He came running to the front and joining this huge crowd. I would say probably at least half, maybe two-thirds of the people had come to the front. And I thought, I have never seen anything like this. And it was amazing to me. It was absolutely amazing. The most recent time I heard him speak was in a church where I used to work, Moody Memorial Church in Chicago, which is a large church, seats maybe 4,000. And there was a large group there. KP spoke, and he was trying to get people to respond to support national missionaries or native missionaries. That was a whole new world that he had developed, because people would give to send missionaries from America over, but he was saying it's much cheaper to have Indians. We can get 10 Indians on the field for what it would cost for one American to come over. And on top of that, they don't have to learn the language and everything. And they're educated people, so this doesn't make sense to us. He finished his message, and I thought, I know these people because I used to work at this church. I don't know many of them because that was many years ago. I wonder how they're going to respond. And there were tables out in the back. He must have had, at that big church, he must have had six tables with workers at each of them. And I thought, you're never going to get that many people to go back and sign up. You've way overcompensated for this. You know, this is an inner city church. And so he finished, and there were lines and lines and lines of people waiting to say, "I will sign up and donate every month for national workers." And again, his message, it was like a Billy Graham. It was simple, and yet it was, there was an authenticity about it, and there was the same overwhelming response that just absolutely bamboozled me. And I know KP well enough, and I've watched him, and I think I know some of the lessons that I've learned from him. I guess I would say the other person, and this is a gentleman I had a chance to know personally, and I think the response to him, which was the same thing, it was like amazement, but it came almost in a absolute quiet. When this gentleman, I'll tell you who it was in a minute, when he finished speaking in these large settings, it was almost like people had been boinked on the head with a mallet. They were absolutely speechless. And it remained quiet. I mean, usually when somebody's finished and you're in a large convention, you'll hear the crowd begin to talk and rumble and everything. But they would just sit there for a while, and then pretty soon the conversations would begin. But it was like stunned, but it wasn't a response of people coming forward. It was just silence. And the silence was people were trying to somehow adjust to the weight of the words that they had heard. I don't know if you want to even guess who it was. I won't even force you to guess because you'll get it wrong probably. But his name was Dr. Francis Schaeffer. And I think you know that name. I listened to him and I thought, goodness, this is absolutely incredible. And I would go back in my mind and think, the response to Jesus was even more than that. I mean, the responses that are here, they were astonished. They were marveling. They were stunned. You know, and I think that would be wonderful if in terms of the preaching that goes on in our day, you would have that kind of response. I don't usually get that. On occasion, I would say, and I would say probably to be fair, rare occasion, I get that. And I've tried and analyzed some, why was it this happened and so on. Anyway, you come up with any names that, you know, when you say, totally stunned. It was beyond what I expected. And it was like somebody in some of those settings, especially when I think of K.P. Yohanan and all Francis Schaeffer as well, it was like they had stuck their hand through my stomach and grabbed my backbone and just kind of shook it a little. And I thought, how did you get in there? How did you do that? You know, my body was saying, this is beyond something that I understand. And I don't see that as normal in the Christian church from my experience, so maybe those are just incredibly unusual people. I don't know.
Let me make a suggestion, David, if I may. Let's see if we can put this whole subject under a microscope in the next podcast. What we're talking about is the concept that as pastors, we do well to learn from those whose communication skills are like our Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a closer look at this in the next podcast.
Okay, I'm game. Give me a chance to process a little more in my own mind, okay?
We're so glad you joined us for this time together. You found our SermonCoach.com podcast at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to browse through the rest of our website, where you'll find resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons and effective, life-transforming services. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.